What we're going to do now is connect with the one, the only, the pop culture guru of Champaign-Urbana, Gary O'Brien. How are you, Gary?
Hey, Marilyn, Diane.
Hello.
I'm doing great.
There's a reason.
How are you doing?
Oh, hey, we're doing pretty good. It's Friday.
Yeah.
And we're jamming a little Michael Jackson music in the background because it is very hard to believe, but tomorrow will be the 2-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death.
Right.
2 years.
Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. Yeah, and so, of course, there's going to be a lot of tributes in Los Angeles where he's buried, and also in Gary, Indiana, his hometown. I can't remember, has the case even been solved yet? The doctor's still going to trial?
I think it might still be in progress.
No, well, the trial begins September 8th, actually, against Conrad Murray, so that's still coming up in a few months.
Okay. And it was, let me see here.
Improper anesthetic, issuing, you know, an overdose, essentially.
Yeah, I forget the name of the drug, but it was, propofol or something like
that?
Yeah,
that's, exactly. That was the main thing, although there were about 3 or 4 major drugs found in his, Michael Jackson system, and it all contributed to his death. And Conrad Murray just did not follow proper procedure, plus he lived with Michael Jackson, he followed him on tour, and he gave him all of these drugs, and all of which were basically illegal the way that they were administered anyway to Michael Jackson.
Mm. And, you know, I don't know, as a professional, you've got to be able to say no to the person who's writing your paycheck, right?
Well, the problem is Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, you know, there are a lot of parallels there in many, many ways. But, you know, when you're working for somebody and somebody's working for somebody of that magnitude, that power, it's hard to say no. And Elvis, Michael Jackson's, they were surrounded by yes men. You know, who would have the nerve to say no? You can't do that. And apparently with Michael Jackson, people who challenged him either got fired or family members would be shut out if they tried to kind of butt into his business. Elvis would fire people, you know. So if you wanted to keep your job, you kind of did what the boss said.
It's true. Now, he was working so hard to get ready for that show in London, and he was having trouble sleeping. So really, the doctor was kind of following his orders of help me sleep.
Well, I guess, but, you know, one of the biggest issues right now in medicine is prescription medications being prescribed. Of course, propofol is not anything that you would take at home. It's something that you take under, you know, in the emergency room before surgery and that sort of thing. And somehow Michael Jackson got into that, and it led to his death.
I mean,
Conrad Murray was not a typical doctor. He fled the scene. He did not do things properly. And,
right.
And now the coroner and the LAPD have called it a homicide. And his trial begins September 8th.
Mm. It's so tragic because how old was Michael Jackson?
Well, I think he was, what, 51 or 2?
Yeah,
like
approaching
that.
50, yeah, 51.
I mean,
born in 64.
Just so young today,
right.
You know?
Well, no kidding. But, and he just abused himself. Of course, you know, you can go back and you can kind of determine when some of these medications got started, like when he had, you know, when he burned his scalp during the filming of that Pepsi commercial, and then he hurt his back real bad and in another foreign tour, and he started taking all this medication, and you know, it's just kind of snowballed. And, you know, he got prescription medication from certain doctors in California that would enable him, basically, and he would have some other names. Sometimes they would be filled with no names. The police found a whole bunch of prescription medication in Michael Jackson's house that didn't even have a name on the bottle, you know. So he had some enablers, and when the Jackson family tried to intervene, well, there's one famously discussed story from that even Janet Jackson and Catherine Jackson have told, where they tried to go to Michael Jackson's house, and Michael Jackson would have nothing of it. He told the guards not to let his own family in. So, you know, he knew how to, you know, if somebody challenged him on it, he would shut them out.
Well,
and,
it's typical of addiction, right? I mean, you're going to shut out those closest to you who want to, you know, try and help you. And you just close people out so that you can keep doing what you want to do.
No question. And all that being said, I mean, I think a lot of people knew of some of this stuff, maybe not the extremities of it, but knew that he was involved in drugs and these other issues and plastic surgery and all this kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, one of the things, when the This Is It movie came out, I went to see it in one of the first days that it opened, and I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what I was going to see. I mean, I knew that, you know, the Jackson family oversaw it, so I knew it'd probably be a very positive thing. But what you saw was a Michael Jackson that was very, very thin, but had lots and lots of energy. He, and you know what, you saw a different side to him. You know, you all this tabloid stuff, and whether it's true or not, none of us know. But what you saw on that stage, preparing for that tour, he was working enormously hard. He was very compassionate. You know, when one of the guitarists did play a guitar solo the way he wanted, he just was so cool with that person, you know, say, I think you played really great. You're doing an awesome job. You know, you're so talented, but I might do it a little bit this way, kind of thing.
Good constructive criticism, because, you know, you'll hear of stars who just, you know, wail on their musicians in their band when they don't do something the way they want it.
You didn't see that at all in this movie, and I don't know if either of you saw that this is it.
I didn't.
Documentary. It was so good. You know what? And again, all this personal stuff, this is not what we're talking about at this moment, but just talking about the talent.
Mm-hmm.
He was amazing, and that movie made me respect his talent more than I ever had before. Mm. And we all knew how talented he was.
When that was released in late October of 2009, it made $260 million in the 2 weeks that it ran in the theaters. Lots of people interested in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, it was really good, and it showed a different side of Michael Jackson. And he looked healthy, he acted healthy, he was very, very thin, but he did not look like somebody. Remember, he was rehearsing at the Staples Center the night before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he had so much energy. He was the Michael Jackson that we knew. And then the people there said he was holding back just a little bit because he wasn't on stage performing. He was rehearsing, but he still was giving 100%. It was amazing.
Mm. Well, hang on if you can, Gary. Do we have a couple more minutes of your time?
Sure, yeah.
All right, well, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and you know, find out about a very important leather jacket that's going to be auctioned off. And also in tribute, some helicopter rides that are being offered, and I'll tell you more about that next. It's 1214 here at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. 1215. Hi there. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
It's 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
It's totally a movie.
A little bit of Michael Jackson, and of course, tomorrow will be the second anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing, and we've got pop culture guru Gary O'Brien on the phone with us. And of course, Gary has a fan club, and it's a fan club that was created by his fans.
Yep.
And it's the official Gary O'Brien fan club on Facebook. Join it if you haven't already. We're big fans, and we recommend you be a fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you'll be able to hear this interview tomorrow on the Gary O'Brien. You know, you can hear it again. Hear it the second time. So,
oh, thank you.
The interesting thing about Thriller is that the leather jacket that Michael Jackson wore in this video, that red and black leather jacket, is actually going to be auctioned off tomorrow.
That's amazing. Any estimates on how much they expect it to get?
Yeah, Julian's Auctions are doing it in Beverly Hills. They expect at least $200,000. At least $200,000 for that jacket.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bet it goes more than that. They always seem to make these estimates, and the actual selling price seems to be higher. That'd be kind of cool to have in your collection. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty cool jacket.
Yeah.
That's when Michael Jackson was really, really hot.
Yeah.
I mean, and in all ways, I'm saying. Now, this is kind of weird, because a lot of tributes will be going on tomorrow, both in California and in Gary, Indiana. But in California, there's a helicopter company that's giving fans the chance to pay their respects by flying over Neverland and then throwing down Michael Jackson's favorite flowers, which were roses. So the helicopter goes over, you get to throw roses out, and then they float down onto Neverland.
And they float down if there's no wind.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
And what do the neighbors feel about this?
I don't know. But apparently people are all gung-ho about this. And I think that all the flights are sold out. They're doing them today and tomorrow.
Hmm. Well, what does it cost to do this? I bet it's outrageous.
I wish I knew. I don't know how much that would cost. But I would gander a couple hundred, maybe $300-$400 for the flight, don't you think?
Yeah, that's probably right. I heard about this, and it just seems very exploitive to me.
Yeah.
It's some company trying to figure out a way to make money on people's emotions, you know, the fans and everything. And mm-hmm. flying over Neverland, which, you know, it doesn't even look like it did when Michael Jackson was there. All the animals, the rides, everything is gone now, and it's got different owners. And you know, there was talk about the family wanting to bury Michael Jackson on Neverland, but, you know, he lost it. He lost Neverland, and some other owners have it now, and it just would have been just kind of odd. And this just seems very exploitive to me.
Well, you know, and it is odd, you know, whether it's Michael Jackson, John Lennon, Elvis Presley. I mean, people just fall in love with these musicians and will do some of the oddest things to try to pay tribute to them.
Hmm. Well, you know, pay tribute by putting on a CD and appreciating their talents, or putting on a DVD and watching them perform. I don't know. It just seems kind of weird.
Also, earlier this week, Prince and Paris, Michael Jackson's kids, were presented with custom-made Michael Jackson Memorial motorcycles. A friend of the family designed the bikes, and I guess all over the bikes are images of Michael Jackson in various stages of his career. And these were specially crafted, and they're going to be driven through Forest Lawn Cemetery tomorrow to honor Michael Jackson. So that's, you know, you just got a feel for those kids.
Mm-hmm.
What about Blanket? Did he not get anything?
Who's that?
What about Blanket? He's got three kids. Only two of his kids have got motorcycles, huh?
Well, maybe he's too young.
He might be. But again, what do motorcycles have to do with Michael Jackson, except maybe just the family members into motorcycles and wanted to do something that way. But it's just all very interesting what people do.
Yeah.
I just found the helicopter rides are between $175 and $500.
I think we guesstimated right.
Yep.
Wow. Gosh. All right. Well, you know, so you recommend the movie. And is that movie out on DVD, the documentary?
Oh, yes, actually, I have it on DVD, and it's really good. I really recommend you watching it. You know, if you can set aside kind of all the strange Michael Jackson oddities and want to see what he was like as a performer, one of the great performers of all time, of course.
Yeah.
And this movie and documentary, this is it, really proves it. It really does. It's you know, what was really fascinating to me is, you know, I was in the concert business for a long, long time, and you know, you see the concerts and you see a little bit behind the scenes, but this shows what it takes to make a concert of that magnitude happen behind the scenes with rehearsals and the creative process and everything. Mm-hmm. He was a genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he was a genius. Now, as a human being, you know, people argue whether, you know, everyone can pretty much agree he was a very bizarre person, but as a talent, he was a genius, and that movie really proved it. I left that movie in awe, really.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see him live, Gary?
I didn't expect to. What's that?
Did you ever see him live?
I never did. I never did.
You did?
No, you did. You saw him.
Was that in New York?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that
it was the day before 9/11.
That's right.
On September 10th, 2001. And we were 15 blocks away when the World Trade Center came down the next day. We were planning on leaving the airport on my honeymoon with my husband, Mike. And we paid $800 a ticket to see him in concert.
Yeah, I can't believe you admitted that on the air.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'd never do that again, but I saw Luther Vandross and Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Aretha was there, and Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Usher performed. I mean, if I were to try to see these people in concert single, individually, which I can't do for Luther Vandross now, you know, I would have paid more than that. So
when Michael performed live, I mean, what was that energy like?
Oh, it was awesome. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the anticipation and, you know, the fog rising off the stage. And, you know, and you know, the droning, and he's coming.
Yeah.
Wow. I was all pumped
I can
up.
Imagine that would have been incredible.
It is. And his dancing, I mean, just he seems lighter than air when he's moonwalking and things like that. It's just incredible.
Gary, what's the name of the documentary again?
This is it.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
And this is also the name of it was the single that came out about that time too, which he oddly enough co-wrote with Paul Anka of all people.
Right.
And it's a pretty good song. It's nominated for a Grammy, probably a little bit on the sympathy side, but it was nominated for a Grammy. It's a good pop song.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, he won some posthumous. Is that how you say it? Awards at the Grammys.
Oh,
and
posthumous.
Posthumous, and sold 35 million albums worldwide in that year following his death.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's pretty amazing. After he died, and I know you probably, if I can tell, you need to go, but, you know, the Google had so many hits after when people were trying to find out information about Michael Jackson, they thought that, it almost crashed. It did crash, and TMZ crashed, and all these others, and Google thought they were under attack.
That's so, right. And it was TMZ that actually broke it that day, broke the news that day, right?
In fact, Gary and I were on the air together, and Gary, I was just giving the weekend summary of what was happening on that June 29th, 2009, and we didn't know whether to believe it or not because it was TMZ. We didn't know if that was a credible enough source.
And ends up they were the ones that broke the story, and everyone else followed. And I remembered even that, and for like an hour after I got off the air, you know, the networks were saying that this has not yet been confirmed. This has not yet been confirmed. There are other sources saying yes and others saying no. And then when, you know, it actually got confirmed, you know, your stomach hit the floor.
Yeah,
I mean, it was shocking. It was one of those shocking news stories.
It was.
It's kind of a where were you when you heard?
Yeah, and I can't quite remember where I was, but I just remember when I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh.
And I
was never a huge, huge Michael Jackson fan, but of course there's plenty of songs that I've loved, and he was just so young and just such an icon, you know, for me growing up.
Right.
And all, you know, so anyway, yeah, it's hard to believe.
You know what happened?
What's that?
On that same day, Farrah Fawcett died.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I completely... That poor woman, she's been completely overshadowed
that's
by this.
Right.
But I forgot. You're right.
Uh-huh.
So the two-year anniversary on that, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is why you're the pop culture guru.
That's right,
Gary.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Always great talking to you guys.